This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Who are the living GOATs right now? Athletes that are playing their sport right now that are the greatest of all time at what they do. Rob Gronkowski retires. I think he was the greatest of all time at what he does. Tom Brady is the other one that comes to mind. Are there any other living GOATs?
Yeah.
Active.
See if you can guess. Active. And I get the GOAT is not necessarily like one, but he's in the conversation as the greatest ever, like Gronk. Lionel Messi.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, you do. Come on, don't play dumb.
I wouldn't know.
What about Serena?
Serena is, yes.
Yeah.
She won a freaking tournament pregnant.
Yeah. I mean, think Messi's in that category.
Serena's probably the best. She's probably the best. You make a case she's the best athlete of all time.
You absolutely can. Tiger, even though he's...
I think he's the GOAT, but I know anyone over there.
It's him and Jack. So, yeah, he ties in there with Messi. I mean, Messi's up there with, you know, all the probably three or four guys that are generally in that conversation. Same thing with Serena. People would say Navratilova, you know, was...
Yeah, but it's all Serena now.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say there's only a few living goats. LeBron's not.
Yeah,
even
he is.
I don't even think he's in the discussion.
What?
I'm taking him out of it. He's hurt his leg.
Because he had one bad year.
It was a shameful year by him. Just not. I'll take it a step further.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that if I'm a free agent, I would.
That's a hot take right there.
He's not even in the discussion with MJ anymore.
And Wilt. Never forget Will.
He's not in the discussion anymore. He was before, but this
why?
Year,
because of one bad season?
Yeah, it was shameful. And in every way that you can have a shameful season, LeBron had a shameful season.
And because
season.
Of that, so Willie Mays is not in the discussion as one of the greatest because he had
Willie Mays season. Didn't Willie Mays didn't like try to trade his teammates halfway through the season, like ignore his teammates and do all that. Like this is like complete this is this
well, if you're
this
gonna
year
do
by
that,
LeBron James is pathetic.
I mean, Michael Jordan iced out players.
Okay.
In the Olympics, you know, Isaiah Thomas, you know,
that's
remember
fine.
That?
And you know what? That was one of the best teams of all time. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not going to hold that against him. I used to be
Sounds
a LeBron
like you kind
fan.
Of are.
I used to be a LeBron fan. This was a very, very pathetic year for him. To the point where I'm going to ask you this. If I'm a free agent, I don't want to play with him. I would rather go to the Clippers who have two men who are going to have two. I don't want to play with a grumpy-ass 34-year-old that's trying to remake Space Jam movies and throwing his teammates under the bus. I don't want to latch on to that. I would much rather go to the Clippers than go play with LeBron James.
Winning.
What's he won right this year? He hadn't won
what's
anything.
He won?
He's not even going to be in the playoffs.
Well, look, nobody's denying that this year wasn't just just awful.
And this is another thing that when I did argue LeBron, this is always what I said. And I would always say, you know, he can take any team to the playoffs and get the job done. And then you would have people on the other side of the argument talking about Michael Jordan saying, well, he's in the Eastern Conference. Anyone could do that. And I would roll my eyes. And much like you, I would look like you're looking at me right now, mm-hmm. but saying this. But I mean, this is his first year in the Western Conference. And I think it's safe to say
that
if they were in the East, he would be in the playoffs, and I would be saying it again. But the assumed is now it now has data to back it up.
Mm-hmm.
Like he went to the Western Conference, and his team didn't make the playoffs.
So you think it's because he's playing in a tougher conference that they had a bad year, and then everybody was dysfunctional over there?
I think it adds to it. I do think he's the face of dysfunction for the Lakers this year.
Do you think it has anything to do with seven straight finals appearances?
So you think he's running out of
gas? Is it six or seven? Seven?
Seven. Eight.
Eight.
Sean Pendergast with the information.
Yeah, so you don't think it has anything, that this one bad year has anything to do with eight consecutive seasons of 115 games or whatever it ended up being?
I don't think it's too much to ask for the guy who is he's probably not in his prime. You could make a case that he is. I don't think it's too much to ask for him to lead his team to the playoffs. I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't. I don't see it at all. And if you're a free agent, would you rather go to the Clippers or would you rather go play with a 34-year-old LeBron, 35 next year?
Give me LeBron.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're going to be miserable as hell, and he's going to be sitting there trying to remake Space Jam.
Nobody's denying that it wasn't a good year for them and that it didn't unravel badly.
And you know what? You know what's really going to hurt his legacy? This Space Jam movie.
What?
This is going to be a disaster.
You think?
It's going to be a disaster. He should have never agreed to do
this.
Why
do you say that?
Because Space Jam's a classic.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm curious.
Space Jam's a classic. Michael Jordan made Space Jam, and now he's going to go. He's going to ruin this movie. It's going to be terrible, mm-hmm. And he's going to do it while the Lakers are falling apart. Laker fans don't even like him, John. Like that's the craziest right. thing
well,
about this whole LeBron thing. They don't even like him.
Part of that is they're blindly loyal to Kobe. The fans that are there right now.
But damn,
yeah,
Laker fans don't even like the guy. Lou Williams, speaking of the Clippers, mm-hmm. Lou Williams, did you see the story about Lou Williams from the weekend that took place during the Clippers broadcast?
Mm-hmm.
Lou Williams, so I guess he was in a car, and this was early in his career when he was first with the Philadelphia Sixers. Lou Williams was in his car, and he came to a red light. And as soon as he pulled up to the red light, someone banged on his window and pulled a gun on him.
Yeah.
And, like, put the gun to his head. Lou Williams talked the guy out of killing him. Like he talked him out of him and said, "Look, I'm big in this. I do a lot for the community. Please just don't shoot me, all that."
Mm-hmm.
The guy agreed not to kill him. And then you know what happened? Just guess.
What?
Guess, John.
The guy died.
No.
What?
Lou Williams told him to get in the passenger seat and they drove to McDonald's and had a meal together and talked about life.
Sure. That's a great man right there. That's a great man that did that, Lou Williams. That's crazy. But think about the impact it has on that one person.
Would you want to go to McDonald's with someone who just put a gun to your head?
Probably not.
Like, what would you talk about? Like, they said they talked about life.
Mm-hmm.
What would you even talk about?
He was trying to rehabilitate him, to try and get him, set him on the right path.
Probably asking him why he's doing this.
Yeah, setting him on the right path.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Man, have you had a near-death experience?
Well, the closest I've ever come.
Let me guess, it was on a boat.
No, I've had some scary calls, but you got me thinking about something that happened when I was a teenager. I was in a car that got shot at. That'll put the fear of God.
Really?
In. Yeah. If that thing
I was too.
You were?
Yeah.
I was.
Can't say I was.
I mean, think about it. Missing, going 6 inches either way, and either me or my best friend wouldn't be here. As a 16-year-old. 17, whatever I was. We were out just, you know, back then in the 70s, late early 80s. Well, this was 1979, 78. We were out messing around, whatever. A bunch, like five of us in this big giant car that my buddy had. And one of the dudes in the front seat threw an egg over the car to the car in front of us, next to us. Hit it right on the windshield. Everybody started arguing with each other. Dude pulled out a gun and we just took off. But he shot and hit the car twice.
No one got shot?
No one got hit. The car got shot.
What about you, Figgy?
Yeah, well, there's a couple times I've been almost shot at. But one of the times I got robbed when I was like 16. I was working at KFC at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And sitting at the bus stop, and some dudes rolled up on me with a gun. Another time was...
What'd you do? What happened?
When I got robbed, mm-hmm. I just had my hands up. I let them at. They pointed the gun towards me.
Yeah.
They went in my pockets. They took my chicken. They took everything.
Damn, they took your chicken too?
They took everything.
Man. What was the other one?
The other one was I was riding with some friends, and we seen some dudes that didn't like us,
mm-hmm.
and we kind of started taunting them a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And they pulled out a gun and started shooting, so I'm driving, dodging, trying to get away.
People talk about the fear of God. You start hearing that and hearing... And you just like,
yeah.
I didn't know what to do. I didn't know whether to lay on the floorboard or jump out of the car or whatever. I just froze and stayed there. And so did the guy next to me, my buddy.
Dude, I would have fought my friend if I were you, though.
Oh, for throwing that egg?
Yes.
Oh, we let him know. Because those were gang members that were, you know, he was just messing around and threw an egg like from the passenger side over the driver's side toward the car
right
next
there.
To us.
That's a fight.
Yeah. And he threw like two or three eggs, but one hit him right on the driver's side, and he started talking a bunch of noise, and then pulled out a gun and shot at us.
Is it shocking that I'm the one guy on this show who hasn't been shot at I mean, what do you think the odds would have been? You think I would have been
Figgy?
You
think hell no.
What do you, no. Race car. Now you're reaching.
Now
you're reaching, sir. I didn't take you for someone getting shot at, Lopez. Yep. I've heard Figgy stories, so I didn't I didn't question that. Because, dude, I'll tell you what. As much as I talk about how good downtown Cleveland is and how much I enjoy it, bro, if you take the wrong turn
from
downtown Cleveland,
Oh yeah.
It ain't no joke.
It's no joke.
No, it's not a joke. Mm-hmm. Man. It's really not. Figgy knows that area very, very well, and he can agree with it. Mm-hmm. So the moral of the story is John Lopez has been shot at. Figgy Fig has been shot at. I have not been shot at. And Lou Williams, you're a better man than most.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.